Welcome to Twist for the week of April 29th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we are covering sales tax developments in Alabama, Colorado, South Carolina, and Arkansas, a franchise tax development from Tennessee, and corporate income tax rulings from Virginia. First up, as part of a comprehensive bill designed to prevent minors from being exposed to and becoming addicted to pornography, Alabama House Bill 164 imposes an additional 10% tax on the gross receipts of businesses selling certain material that is harmful to minors. The tax will be collected by the Alabama Department of Revenue at the same time and in the same manner as the state sales and use taxes are collected. In Colorado, a district court held that the streaming provider's services were not subject to sales and use tax as tangible personal property. In sum, the court held that it could not find that in 1935, the Colorado legislature intended to tax as tangible personal property something as ephemeral as streaming services. Further, the legislature's use of the term corporal to define tangible personal property showed that it intended to limit the scope of taxation to items that could be seen and touched, because the streaming service could be seen but was not capable of being touched. The court held that it was not subject to tax. In South Carolina, the administrative law court concluded that parasailing was subject to admissions tax. The court concluded that the statutory language was ambiguous as to whether parasailing qualified for a tax exemption for admissions to boats which charge a fee for pleasure fishing, excursion, sightseeing, and private charters. The court concluded that because the language of the exemption statute did not specifically include parasailing, and the department's long-standing published statement stating that parasailing was taxable was entitled to deference, the parasailing rights were subject to admissions tax as a matter of law. In Arkansas, in a legal counsel opinion, the department concluded that a federal prohibition against imposing taxes on passenger travel in air commerce did not apply to sightseeing flights that both took off and landed in Arkansas. Historically, the Tennessee franchise tax was imposed on the greater of a portion net worth or the actual value of real and tangible personal property owned or used in Tennessee. Last week, the House and Senate adopted the Conference Committee report on legislation that repeals the property measure and sets forth the process for granting refunds to taxpayers that previously paid on the property measure. Specifically, the commissioner is required to issue refunds in the amount that franchise tax actually paid minus the tax that would have otherwise been due under the net worth base. Governor Lee is expected to sign the legislation. Finally, the Virginia Department of Taxation recently issued two policy documents addressing the state's related party expense disallowance rules. Both rulings discuss the application of the subject to tax exception, taking into account the litigation in the Coles case. The department reminded the taxpayers that in the Coles case, the Virginia Supreme Court held that the subject-to-tax exception applies to the portion of royalties actually taxed by another state. In other words, the exception is calculated based on post-apportionment income rather than pre-apportionment income. The department also concluded in one ruling that certain systems license fees paid to a related party, in part for the use of software, were subject to add-back. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.